This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
The so-called Israel Apartheid Week is an international anti-Semitic hate fest that parades under the guise of global solidarity for Palestine. It is run by the BDS lobby, Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions, and takes place on university campuses. Since it was launched 20 years ago, Jewish students on campus have become better and stronger at opposing the narrative. My colleague Gabby Farber, University Campus Coordinator at the Jewish Board, is my guest now to tell me more. Gabby, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Gabby, so how many years have you done Israel Apartheid Week?
So my first Israel Apartheid Week I did was in, I think, 2020. I was the chairperson, 2021, I was the chairperson of Soldiers Fitz University, and I was very, very grateful because COVID hit that year.
Okay.
And I remember being freaked out because the university said we can't bring any people on campus this year because of COVID. And then all our speakers started canceling flights.
I remember that.
And we're losing one speaker after the next. And eventually the only person that landed up coming was Yusuf Haddad, who was just absolutely incredible. But gratefully, IW got canceled that year. And I've been involved with Israel Apartheid Week ever since then. And it's just been an incredible, incredible experience to be able to witness how much stronger the soldiers has come, how far they've come from those years, how innovative and how IW has actually completely changed from this scary week where students feel so scared to be on campus, so frightened to show their true identity as South African Jewish Zionists, to now a week filled of empowerment, of pride, of love for Israel. And yeah, I think it really has been incredible to see that transition.
So so many things to say. I mean, I remember Yusuf Haddad's trip quite clearly because I think I was kind of hanging out with Yusuf and we got him out, I think, on that very last flight that left South Africa to Israel. But what it does talk to, and Gabby, I remember once before 2020 when there was without fail an anti-Semitic incident that took place on one of our campuses during Israel Apartheid Week, whether it was posters, whether more
active,
more violence.
I think it wasn't one. It was probably one or two a day.
Where, you know, people were goose-stepping and Hitlering to yarmulkes being pushed off guys' heads to...
also physical attacks.
Physical attacks.
I know that when, like, we used to get our induction to soldiers, we used to see the videos, and specifically if you refer to VITS, they used to do die-ins on the campus right outside the Great Hall, which is like the center of the university. Everyone has to go through there. They used to do scenes of torture, torture scenes dressed up as IDF soldiers. And if you had to, I remember telling the current soldiers committee about this, and they like were shocked.
Yeah,
they could not believe that this used to happen at Wits University.
Yes, and also like physical altercations between the two groups, security having to come and separate the groups, people putting their fingers in other people's faces. So it's been very, very tense over the years. And I think the Jewish students have become better and better and better. And also knowing what works for them and what doesn't work for them. What we've also seen is it move onto other campuses and move off other campuses. So Wits has always been the tradition, the first one, the first university. And then it spread to Cape Town. And at some point it flared up terribly in Pretoria University, but it seems to have died down. Do you want to just paint a picture of what is happening?
So currently this year we saw really at the university the like the university branch of or manifestation of BDS is called the Palestinian Solidarity Committee. And they, just like Sorges, is on many campuses around the country. They have their branches on many different campuses around the country. And we also see, due to the fact of each year there's new leadership, you see a flux. Some years WITS might be the hotspot, some years UCT might be the hotspot, some years currently this year UWC, the University of Western Cape, was like quite active. And because of this change in leadership, we often see a change in how bad or how good the Israel Apartheid Week is. And this year, if we can go through the different campuses. So if we look at WITS University, in my opinion, from just looking over the years, it's actually gotten the IAW, the Israel Apartheid Week, has really gotten much weaker and weaker. And Sorges has become stronger and stronger, which is really positive. And I think it's important to note that this didn't come up just by chance. This situation, this positive experience where you can walk so freely at WITS University as a proud Zionist, wearing an Israeli flag, doing Israel education, having Israelis come and give lectures. This didn't happen by chance, that it's such a positive, friendly environment for Jewish Zionists on campus. This was years and years of hard work from the Jewish Board of Deputies working with the university administration to make sure that there was security in place. They also, we worked with the university, and the university actually came up with the idea that the two stands during Israel Apartheid Week be separated, and as opposed to being at one venue clashing opposite each other, they've separated the Palestinian Solidarity Committee IAW stand and the Sorges IAW stand onto different campuses. And this de-escalated the situation immensely and really was such a positive step. Above that, the university increased the security. So there was like people were much more cautious to start becoming aggressive or going against student rules or code of conduct. At each stand there are security, campus control security guards, constantly monitoring. They constantly coming around with a golf cart, monitoring it completely. We then also worked with political parties to engage with them and create mutually understanding relationships, working also with soldiers, empowering them, giving them the resources, also with the help of the Zionist Federation and the immense support from Stand With Us in Israel. And together with this collaborative work with multiple partnerships, multiple different parties working together, we're able to de-escalate the situation and create a really positive environment at WITS University.
So Craig is indicating we have to take a break, but afterwards let's look at what Sorges did this year, because I was on campus very shortly and it was incredible to see the yellow, the balloons, the reference to the hostages, and I do would like to talk about that, but after the break.
This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
And I'm talking to my colleague Gabby Farber, and we are talking about, she's the University Campus Coordinator at the SHABD, and we are talking about how Israel Apartheid Week has essentially become an opportunity for Jews on campus to celebrate being Jewish and Zionism. Let's talk a little bit about what WITS this year did, because it was incredible.
So I think also to take a step back, the Israel part now Sorges has said that they are no longer calling this Israel Apartheid Week. They are calling it Israel Advocacy Week, Israel Awareness Week. So how it works within the Sorges Committee is Sorges Nationals introduces the campaign of the year, and then each campus of Sorges takes that campaign, that national campaign, and puts it in a way that's palatable on their campuses. This year, Soldiers Nationals, led by Sasha Said, the most incredible leader that our community is so privileged and lucky to have, they came up with the unbelievable campaign called For the Future, because their stance was that they want to say that as the youth, we have the ability to path a new future, a future with peace, a future with dialogue, a future of engagement. And they, as the youth, want to be the leaders, want to be the forefront of that future. So each day corresponded to a different theme surrounding the future. Day one was educating for the future. Day two was dialogue for the future, and day three was solutions for the future. Day one concentrated on the link between Judaism and Zionism, because Sorters really wanted to show other university students how Zionism, specifically for the South African community, is such an integral part of our identity. We know that the Kaplan Center did a study. Sharice, you can maybe give me the exact details, but I think it was either 94-96% of the South African Jewish community affiliate themselves to Israel in some way or another. And often we, being on campus, I got asked the question, but what about those Jews who support Palestine? You can't say that Zionism is linked to Judaism, because we have no problem with you as Jews. We have a problem with you as Zionists. And that was the exact narrative that we wanted as soldiers, as the Jewish Board of Deputies, to counteract. And this was done so successfully by our soldiers. They had posters saying, I am a Zionist, come and ask me what that means. I am a Jew, come and ask me what that means. Because for so often, the word Zionism, the word Zionist, the word Jewish, the word Judaism, the link between the two is defined by people that aren't those identity themselves. And I always think that's such a problem, because I don't go around defining other people's identities. You have to ask that person themselves. And to see all these different students come to the soldier students, come to the Stand With Us delegates and ask, what does a Zionist actually mean? I want to hear from myself for you. And this is the first time where they heard what Zionism means from a Zionist, not from other propaganda. And it was just the most powerful, powerful thing to witness.
And Gabby, my experience on ordinary South Africans is there's no hatred for Jews or indeed Zionism. I'm just very conscious of the time. So can we look at UCT?
Yes. And then also just to go back on their days, because this also happened at UCT as well. Day two, they focused on Hamas and highlighting how Hamas is not a freedom fighter party, they are a terrorist organization. And day three was dedicated to our hostages and finding solutions for the future. So how they did this at WITS, they had pictures of all the hostages tied with yellow balloons, led by Jacob Bonner, who's the chairperson of Soldiers, who led Tehillim and a song. At UCT, we had, led by Rachel Siegel, we had 59 yellow chairs set up outside on the main place called Plaza at UCT, with pictures of the hostages as well as a cot with toys and balloons and teddy bears to represent mourn our Bibas children. And going to UCT, I think we really, the community needs to applaud Soldiers at UCT. They completely turned IW on its head. Last year was extremely hostile, extremely violent, and Soldiers reclaimed their campus at UCT. They said UCT is our place to stay as Jews, as Zionists, as lovers of Israel. You had people standing there with Palestinian kafirs wrapped around them. You had Jews standing there with pro-Israel t-shirts, engaging in respectful dialogue, in debate, walking out from the conversation with perceptions changed. And it really was so empowering, so beautiful to see our youth, the UCT Soldiers Committee, stand up for themselves in the most dynamic, respectful, graceful way, showing the truth about Israel.
And that leadership, you know, we're talking about future leaders, they are paving the way to ensure our campuses remain safe spaces for our Jewish students. So kol hakavod to them, really. And well done to you, Gabby, for coordinating. And I think you put your entire, your energy, your expertise into it. So well done and thank you to
you. And
I
would really encourage everyone listening to go onto the soldiers' Instagram pages to go and look at this remarkable experience and campaign that they led.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining me, Gabby.
Thank you.
My colleague, and she's University Campus Coordinator at the Jewish Board of Refugees. Indeed, thank you to all of you for joining me. Thanks to Craig for putting the show together. If there's anything you'd like to comment on, you're always welcome to send me an email on charisse@sajvd.org. Otherwise, all I have to do is, until next week, wish you all Shabbat Shalom.